In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday morning. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to welcome everyone who's joining us here for our weekly morning coffee with Dr. T. Think of this event as if we plan to meet at a local coffee shop, hence my little background here, for a short chat, a cup of coffee, and to start the day, and to answer your questions that I hope you've come prepared to ask. Remember, I can't answer specific medical advice, so please state your question or put it in the chat in a way that's rather generic and can be helpful to a lot of different people. We are glad you are here. So thank you this morning. We've had some beautiful days here in Northeast Ohio. Over the weekend, it was really lovely. I got outside and was able to get my hot tub ready and open, and I blew all the and washed all the packed patio stones, pulled a bunch of weeds, went for a walk with Tegan, just really overdid it. But it was a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. And we have another beautiful day here this morning. I want to start by thanking each one of you, for you who are listening today and are going to be listening in the future, for all the lovely cards and posted mail things that people have sent me. After I made the announcement of getting my medical license reinstated by the state medical board, it was I've talked about it before. I'm not going to repeat it, but thank you for acknowledging that. Thank you for just the lovely cards that people have sent me about the stroke recovery. It's not my stroke. I don't own it. I don't want it. It doesn't belong to me. And sooner or later, it moved into my living room and it's about to be pushed out into the street and become homeless. It's the stroke, not my stroke. And thank you for all the lovely cards and emails and text messages that people have sent. And thank you so much for all your prayers of support, all your great words of support. I can't thank each one of you individually, so I'm spending a few moments to thank each one of you, to thank you collectively for all the lovely cards and the thoughts that you've sent my way. It's just been very heartwarming and moving. Thank you very much. I also want to thank everybody. I posted after I did my Eye on the Evidence post for this week, which was about the innate immune system, the one that we're born with. There's two immune systems in our body. One is called the adaptive and one is called the innate. The innate immune system is the one that we're born with. The adaptive immune system is the antibodies that develop after we've been exposed to different things, and the different antibodies that develop for different reasons. And that was a four-part series that I posted. And then on Saturday, I posted the one on the innate immune system. The innate immune system is really, really complex. I actually posted a link to show people a picture of how complicated it is and how many moving parts there are and how it's just God inside of us. I just think about the innate immune system as what we are born with to be able to handle the things that we come in contact with, the environment, our chemicals, the foods we eat, the pathogens that we come in contact with, that we are exposed to. And then I specifically focused the talk on toll-like receptors, because when I first started studying about toll-like receptors, it wasn't anything that I'd paid much attention to in medical school and didn't really know a whole lot about. But I wrote we did a course on this back in the day when we were doing a lot of different courses about the immune system and learning for you. And I did this course on the immune system. And when I started reading about the toll-like receptors, I was just mesmerized by these little things. There are over 207, I think, that they've found in they are in every one of God's creatures, all the way down to insects. And you know, humans have 10 toll-like receptors. They know eight of them specifically function. The other two, they're not so sure yet. And this is new science. It's been less than 30 years. They discovered these in 1996 in fruit flies. And then they started looking around in other places. So this is brand new science. You know, and they say that in science, it takes about 17 years from the time something is discovered or developed until it's put into general practice. So this is new science in terms of immunology. And I just think of it as like sonar, you know, big sonar pieces of equipment that are on the surface of every cell of our body. And then some of them are on the inside of every cell of our body. And they just constantly are vigilant. They're constantly looking for things that don't belong there, whether they are things from our food, from vaccines, from shots we get, from pathogens that get invaded into our body, like from brushing our teeth, having sex, having a bowel movement, how pathogens get in there and they don't belong there. And these little toll-like receptors, 24/7, 365, from the day you're born until the day you die, they're little sonar, big sonar things that are just constantly keeping track of things that don't belong there. And I just found that to be just awe-inspiring, that we were born on every cell of our body. There's no way, and I said this at the very end of the Substack, there's no way that something this complex, and that was just one part of about 12 or 15 parts of the innate immune system that we are born with, that something that complex could evolve out of the primordial soup, and that has to do with evolution. It's just no way. It's all God created, and God knew that we were going to be down here and the things we were going to be exposed to. And I just found that just fascinating. And I spent a lot of time trying to simplify what the toll-like receptors are about. And that's TOLL-LIKE, toll-like. And that come from when they were first discovered in fruit flies. Fruit flies already had an enzyme or a protein called a toll protein that had to do with their immune system. And so these were similar, but not quite the same. And so they called them toll-like receptors. And I did my very best to make it as easily understandable as I could. And to show you, and wherever there were places where there were, you know, big medical terms, I tried to put behind it the real definition so people would know what they were. And I noticed that over the last 4 weeks that the reading of each one of these was going down, down, down by thousands of views. And I was like, well, I really think everybody's always saying everywhere you go, everyone you listen to, it's like support the immune system, detox your immune system, do these things for your immune system. But if we don't know what the immune system is and how it works and what it's good for and the parts of those of our immune system, how can we take care of it? It just has become a knee-jerk reflex to say that. It's sort of like, take care of your car. Take care of your car. Everybody needs to take care of your car. Well, if you don't have any idea how an engine works, even a little bit, like knowing how to check the oil and knowing when the light comes on, that means there's something wrong. If you don't know anything about it, how can you take care of it? So I really thought that writing this series would be of great value, but sort of. And so I posted another post on Sunday asking for people's help. And I said, you know, I've got over 30,000 followers or readers and only 636 paid supporters. That's 2%. Am I missing the mark? Am I not writing to the ideas of people that people need? I do try, you know, people saying, well, I can't read them because they're too long, but I do my best to keep them under 1500 words, which isn't very much to be able to explain complicated processes and complicated topics. If it's going to be much longer than that, when I'm writing it, it turns out to be really pretty long, I break it into part one and part two, because I understand people, there's lots of competition out there. There's lots of things you want to read. There's lots of places you want to go with this. And so I've done my best to try to make it bite-sized for people and try to make it understandable, because some of these complex, these topics are a little more complex, like the one I wrote about cholesterol, the one I wrote about the glymphatic system in the brain, different things like that, that are a little more complicated. So I try to make it simple, and I posted this thing, I Need Your Help. I needed to get some feedback from people of what was their interest and am I going in the right direction on what should I write and teach about. I was overwhelmed by the response. I mean, just absolutely overwhelmed in a heartfelt, wonderful, amazing way of the response that I got from this poll that I put up there. There were over 1,600 people that responded to the poll, and there were as of this morning, 286 comments. It's the most comments I've ever had, and 162 likes. So 162 likes and 286 comments, almost 1,600 people who took the poll. That interchange and interface between me and my readers on Eye on the Evidence, which I hope those people who are listening this morning, I hope you signed up for that, was just overwhelming to me. As of this morning, there's 286 comments. I think I've read about 260 of them. The new ones that came in yesterday and today, I probably haven't gotten to yet, but I have read every single comment, and I actually posted and pinned one of the comments that people were making about, I just can't pay for this. Well, they're free. How much does it cost you if they're free? So I don't believe in paywalls. I just don't believe in the bait and switch. If when I very, very, very first started writing Substacks way back at the beginning, almost 2 years ago now, I started by doing paywalls because that's kind of what everybody else did. And I didn't like it. I personally didn't like it. I thought, if I'm going to spend all this time to do the research and to write things, I want people to read them. And if people out of the generosity of their heart want to donate to support this work and keep us going, that's up to them. But I'm not going to, you know, write a 2,000 word article, and halfway through it, after you've taken 4 or 5 minutes to read the first part of it, and you're getting really interested in it, then say, well, if you want to read the rest, you got to pay for it. I just don't like that model. I think that's just really kind of a bait and switch, and it's offensive to me. So I just consider it to be offensive to everybody. So I don't have a paywall. I don't have a paywall on drtenpenny.substack.com. I don't have a paywall on tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com. They're both free. And they're only posted once a week. So people are saying, well, I get an overwhelming amount of information from you. Well, the Substacks are posted on Saturday and Sunday. Now, we do send out 5 emails a week because and let me just break that down for you. Monday, all Monday is, it tells you what guests and what shows we are coming up on for the week. So what guests are coming up. So you can say, I'm really interested in hearing what Alex Jones has to say. Or like tonight on Happy Hour, I'm interviewing Joni Lamb from Daystar, and maybe you really want to hear what Joni has to say. So when you know on Monday what our guests are for the week, you can sort of pin it, and you kind of know when you want to hop in and listen to it. On Tuesday mornings, of course, we have our coffee, and that gets posted on our Substack. So if people can't listen at 9 a.m. Eastern time, they can follow up by listening to it from our Substack. It goes up on Tuesday afternoon. On Wednesday, which is our most read email, it's all educational. It's newsletters. We're going to cut that back a bit just because it's going to give Jackie a little bit more time to do some other things that I need her to do. So, but that's the most read newsletter. We have a lot of educational pieces. We have a lot of opens, a lot of reads on that. On Thursday, we post my Bridian show on the that I do on Monday night. We post it on Thursday. We post it on my Substack so that people who missed it on Monday night can't find it on Brighteon, want to listen to it again. Like the show that we had last night with Clay Clark was over the moon. I mean, it was really good. I can't wait to listen to it again because he laid out a 5-point concern about Elon Musk that I've never heard it stated that way before. And I thought it was really super good. And that goes up on Substack on Thursday. And on Friday, we have Friday Favorite, which are just special sales on our best products. And we're even shortening that up a bit so that it's a little bit more focused. So, you know, it's like take what you need and read the rest. People are saying, well, we don't like all the advertisements. Well, we already talked about advertisements before. It's how we make our money. It's how we let you know what's available. It's how we pay our bills. I mean, if you do most of your work online and you do most of your work through Substacks and shows like this, you have to let people know what's available for sale because it's how we pay our bills. I'm not seeing patients anymore. I don't make money from my clinic. I don't make money from my ECP clinics. It's all right now in a building growing mode. And so we put them in, and I'm very careful to never put more than three. And I put them very strategically within the Substacks. So they kind of break up the text. Like there's a long section. I'll put a little ad in there, a little icon that the beautiful things that Diane makes for us. I'll put one in there. It sort of breaks up the long flow of text. And then I'll, you know, do another one. And then I do one at the very end. So I'm very cautious and cognizant about not over advertising. I do it to break up the text, and I do it very thoughtfully. It's not just throw something in there. I do something that matches the text that when I was talking about some of things about brain health, I would put some things in that were supplements that had to do with brain health. So that, and they're just available. And if you don't want to buy it, you don't have to. It's like walking into Walmart. Walmart has 8,000 different products that are there, probably more. You don't buy everything. It's just there in case you need it. The same thing with any type of advertising that you see on Substacks or you see on YouTube or you see on Brighteon, you see on Rumble, you see all these different places. It's how people make a living. And I'm not sure why people are offended by that. I mean, people go out and they have jobs and they make money. That's how they make a living. Well, this is a different way that we make a living. So anyways, that was one of the things that I pinned to let people know that they're, you know, I don't know how you can get any less expensive than free. I don't know how you can do it. And so, but the main part I wanted to say is how many people responded. And I wanted to tell you what the polls, subsequently, when you do a poll, it will only let you put five different things in there. So I put five different areas of interest, vaccines, especially childhood information, bird flu. You know, bird flu seems to be really the thing that they are talking about releasing. I wrote the bird flu book in 2005 in real time. And some of my staff members have read it and they've gone, oh my gosh, this book was like prophetic. You need to bring it a little bit up to date and re-release it. And so I posted that in there. The third one was about brain health. The fourth one was about mini webinars. And a lot of the comments that came through were like, well, what were the webinars going to be about? So I may just push my luck here a little bit and run one more poll about mini webinars. Do you want to know about thyroid, about breast health, about prostate health, about colon cancer? I mean, about osteoporosis, what are the ones that are of most interest to you and in what order that we can do a 2-hour mini little webinar, really focused and really concentrated just on that topic. So the mini webinars. And then the third thing or the last thing was about the truth about medical procedures. We had decided that we're going to change a few things that we're not quite ready to announce yet. But that was really overwhelmingly the one of most interest. So the vaccines was 17%. The bird flu update was 9%. Brain health was 26%. The mini webinars was 11%. And a lot of people wrote a caveat I want to know what that really means. And then 37%, so it was about the truth about medical procedures. And medical procedures would be what it is, why it's recommended, when you should get it, when you should avoid it, and what you can do instead. So I'll have a format for each one of those, and we're going to be adding those into some things we're not ready to announce yet, but we've already been talking about what we're going to do with that. And interestingly, that was the one that was of most interest. What do I need to do about that? And then maybe I'll do a whole series on brain health, a whole series on things about brain health, because there's a lot of different things. I mean, the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's, what does minimal cognitive impairment really mean? What can you do about it? What are some supplements, foods, detox things that you can do to help your brain? Because it seems as though many of my followers are like in the 60-year-old age group. We've all kind of grown old together. And so everybody is really concerned about brain health. So that is something, you know, down the road I'm going to be doing more of. But I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of feedback on the overwhelming amount of response I got and how grateful I am for that. It would be great to have that level of engagement on all the things that we do. But I want to assure you that if you wrote a comment, I have read it, or I'm going to read it if there's the last 20 that came in last night and this morning that I haven't read yet. But I've read all of them. I paid attention to the poll. I will write something up about the poll and just tell people where it is. But I want to thank everybody for participating with that. That was really super important for me to hear, to know about, to know what your interests are. I made a list of 9 separate things that I thought were really good topics that I could write about. And so I really did pay attention to it. It wasn't just something I just put up there and then just kind of ignored. So I just wanted to thank everybody that participated. And if you didn't participate, that poll is still open. It's open for a full week. You can go out to dr10penny.substack.com and read it. While you're there, you can sign up as a free subscriber or as a paid supporter. It's really just supporting all the work that we do, all the work that I do. It comes out every Saturday, and then Walking with God comes out every Sunday. So I thought that was a really, really good way to start to tell everybody what's happening this in from that poll for those of you that participated or those that really want to participate that haven't done so yet. So let me see. Let me go over here. There are a couple of questions in our Q&A I'll get started with. This back up here. So let's start with the questions that are in the Q&A this morning. The first question is, is there a brand of fluoride-free toothpaste that I recommend? I kind of like Tom's his fluoride-free ones. He's got ones that have fluoride in them too. I suppose it's to expand his market share, because most people don't realize that they shouldn't be using fluoride in their toothpaste or in their water or anything if they can help it. So I kind of like Tom's. I know that there are other ones that are out there. I know that there's a simple home remedy that you could just use baking powder and, you know, make it into a little paste and just use that. So there are simple things that you can do besides buying something to use. But that's the brand that I use. That's the one I particularly like. The second question is, in choosing beef tallow tablets for omegas, what doses in milligrams do you recommend? Is there a particular brand or source that you recommend? Okay, hold on one second and I'll get you that. It's the one that I get, they come in little gel caps. They look like CoQ10. They come in little gel caps. And 3 of those together are 3,000 milligrams. And 3,000 milligrams is the standard dose that they recommend per day for omega-3s. Beef tallow. Here we go. Ones that I get. Let me see. Hold on a second here. They are grass-fed beef. They come from New Zealand. They changed their label. It comes from, it's, I honestly, to be honest, I get them from Amazon because it's just convenient. I'll place an Amazon order maybe once a month, and they have a lot of different choices there. Maybe that's what prompted the question. And the one that I get is, it's called grass-fed beef tallow. It is made from, it's made to support your bones, teeth, gums, immune system, and overall health. It's non-GMO. It's made out of New Zealand. It's called Ancestral Supplements is the one that I get. It's pasture-raised in New Zealand and Australia, grass-fed, grass-finished, hormone, pesticide, and GMO-free, absolutely no fillers or flow agents. So it's Ancestral. It's from, the company is called Ancestral Supplements, grass-fed beef tallow. That's the one that I get, and I really like it. I feel nourished when I take three of those a day, three of those little gel caps a day. And, you know, on the Amazon search, it's got almost 4,500, ratings, and 75% of those are 5-star. I'm not sure why there would be a 1-star rating, but those are the ones that I get, and I really like them. And, I've been taking them now for quite a while. And, I also get that brand, that Ancestral Supplements. They also make a cooking oil. That comes as a, well, look at that. They've changed their website, or they've changed their, they also have beef tallow, beef liver, fish eggs, collagen, and something called male optimization formula from organs. They have a really nice website. It's really super nice. It's called from Ancestral Supplements. It's just called Ancestral, ANCESTRAL. So anyways,
link in the chat, Dr. T. And okay. I agree with you with the Ancestral Supplements. I take some of their stuff also, specifically like beef liver and heart supplements for the iron and stuff. They're really good.
Yeah, so they're really good. And they seem to be really clean. And I like them. So thanks for putting that link up there, Cookie. That's good. Can people take Cardio Miracle after finishing chemotherapy? What supplements would you suggest? I hear oncologists say no turmeric because it is anti-inflammatory. They say no turmeric during the chemotherapy, but I don't think that applies for after the chemotherapy. And yes, you can take Cardio Miracle after you have finished your chemotherapy because it just supports your cardiovascular health overall. Will arthritis knees lead to knee replacement, swelling, and inflammation lingers? Maybe, not necessarily. There's a lot of good physical therapy products that are out there on the market. You can take, if you're not doing so already, you can take glucosamine. I don't generally recommend glucosamine that has chondroitin in it because chondroitin is expensive to make. It comes from shark cartilage, the good form, and it isn't absorbed very well. It's broken down in the stomach by your stomach acid. And so it just kind of drives up the cost of the supplement without giving you a whole lot of benefit. So glucosamine, boswellia, those things for inflammation may really help. But then look at why are you having inflammation in your knees? I mean, I'll just tell you a short story. I saw a patient in the office, this was years ago, and I'm not kidding when I say she was 5'2", maybe 5'1", 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide. It's kind of, you know, how you say things. I mean, she was 5 foot tall and probably weighed close to 300 pounds. And when she came in to see me, her chief complaint was knee pain. And I was just really honest with her. And I just said, For every 10 pounds that you, over 50 pounds, for every 10 pounds over 50 pounds, you put an additional 3 to 5 pounds per square inch of pressure on your knees. So if you're 100 pounds overweight, or 50 pounds overweight, or even 30 pounds overweight, you're putting almost 30 pounds overweight, you're putting almost 100 pounds per square inch more pressure on your knees to break down that cartilage and to cause arthritis. So make sure your body weight's, in line, because that may help with some of the knee inflammation. Also, if it's just your knees, there are lots of good products on the market now, physical therapy products that you can use that can really help with pain and inflammation. So it doesn't necessarily lead to a knee replacement, but those are suggestions that you can use to kind of make it go away. Are there any natural supplements that allow women in my world to get off blood pressure meds? Is there a search engine to find written sources for BP control from you? written sources. I haven't written about blood pressure control. That's probably a good topic that I could add to my list. But there's really, you have to look at elevated blood pressure in terms of it's a warning sign. It's telling you something's not right in your body. I use this analogy a lot. I've used it for years in terms of if you came home from work or from grocery shopping or wherever you are, and you walked into your house and there was a fire, your fire alarm was going off in your house. It was making that really loud, annoying, it was making that really loud, annoying sound. And you walked through your house and you found which one of your fire alarms was going off, and you reached up and you grabbed that battery and you threw it in the trash and said, boy, am I glad that sound's over with. But you never bothered to walk around your house and to look for fire. That's a problem. And blood pressure, elevated blood pressure, is a warning sign, kind of like the fire alarm going off, that's telling you that something's not right. Something's not right in terms of inflammation, in terms of what's going on with your heart overall. Do you have extra inflammation? Do you have too much water on board? Do you need a little diuretic? A natural diuretic that you can use is something called asparagus tablets. We do not have that in our store, but you can get it at a health food store. That asparagus tablets are one of the forms of a natural diuretic. What other reason is your blood pressure going up? Is it something you're eating? We were talking last night in the interview that I was doing about different problems with our food. There's over 3,000 different food additives now. And if you're eating stuff that comes in a can, a box, or they hand you out the window, it's loaded with food additives. Is it a reaction that you're having to food additives? I mean, I could go on and on and on for different types of things. But seriously, to get off your blood pressure medications, first you have to figure out what's making your blood pressure go up, bring your blood pressure down on the medications, and then there is a whole process for kind of weaning off of blood pressure and replacing it. Black seed oil really does seem to help with elevated blood pressure and helps to bring that down. It's black seed oil. We don't have that in our store either, I don't think. But it's that helps to balance out your blood pressure. But the first step is to figure out why you have high blood pressure and get that under control. Am I familiar with Dupuytren contracture of the hands? Yes, of course I'm familiar with it. And nobody really knows what causes it, and nobody really knows what to do with it. Physical therapy is the best. Sometimes they use injection techniques to loosen up those tendons and to make them stretch out. But I don't really know of anything that really treats those, because nobody knows what causes them. Any thoughts about the nanobots, graphene oxide, and dental anesthetics? You know, this comes up all the time, and I want to address this, and I hope this is, I hope I can address this once and for all. I think looking for trouble causes trouble. I mean, you're going to have to get dental anesthetics, or you're going to have to get a tooth implant with no anesthetics. You know, maybe they can do general anesthesia. Maybe they can use nitric oxide to deaden down the feelings a little bit. But dental anesthetics with nanobots, graphene, I don't know. I know this is something that Dr. Anna has promoted and says that she's found, and maybe others. And if it's there, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to use it or not use it? I don't think that you can test every single little vial of dental anesthetics. I don't know if it's there, if it's not there. I just know if you need a tooth implant, you have three choices, general anesthesia, nitric oxide to cut down on the pain, but it doesn't completely eliminate it, or use the dental anesthetics. Or I guess the fourth one is just try to do it without any anesthetics. You know, we live in a completely, terribly toxic world. And that's the reason that we promote zeolite all the time. And we are going to be doing a zeolite special. I'm not sure. I think June the 15th is the date that we've got set up, that we're actually bringing in scientists to actually talk about. It is June the 15th, so you'll be hearing more about this. It's on June the 15th that we're actually bringing in a scientist to not a physician or a network marketer or somebody like that. This is a actual scientist who works with zeolite to talk about the different grades of zeolite and why some grades are better medically than others. And so we live in a terribly toxic world. In fact, when people say to me, how long do I have to keep taking the zeolite? I would say, well, you know, when you either decide you're going to live in a bubble and you're not going to have any exposures externally, or you find that perfectly pristine place somewhere on the planet that is not polluted, please share that with me because I'd like to move there. Then you can decide that I don't need to use something like zeolite and fulvic minerals and other forms of things that you do to detox yourself. Colloidal silver, activated charcoal, all sorts of things that you can use to kind of continually clean out your body. It's something that you really need to do. It's sort of like cleaning your house. Would you clean your house like really thoroughly and do a really deep cleaning on your house and go, whew, don't ever have to do that again? I don't think so. I mean, maybe you do that once a year where you do a really deep cleaning and you do a really sort of a cleanse, and you do a parasite cleanse. You do all sorts of things like that. But but it's something that we have to do continually because we're constantly exposed. No matter how organic we want to eat, no matter how often that we try to eat the best and the most pure that we possibly can, we're always going to be exposed to something from the air, from the soil, from the water. I got one of the comments that came through on that Substack thing was, you know, it's so depressing hearing about all of the horrible toxic things. I mean, we can't breathe, we can't eat, we can't drink water, yes, it is depressing, but it is the state of our world right now. We are in a place where everything has been polluted. It's been going on for a couple hundred years, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. So what we need to do is the best we possibly can to cleanse our system. And one of the best things that we've found and we've used for several years now is the Touchstone Zeolite Spray. And it's the easiest to use. I'm sitting upstairs next to my supplements. I take two hits on it every morning and two every night. It's non-toxic. It doesn't hardly have any taste. It really does help to clean out your system. And then you do whatever else that you're doing on top of that. It is just a layer that cleans out metals and cleans out persistent organic pollutants, persistent organic pollutants. So back to your question, Sarah, about nanobots, graphene oxide, and dental anesthetics. Either they're there or they're not. There's not much you can do about it if you need to have a tooth implant. And perhaps afterwards, if you're that concerned about it, you can take some oral EDTA. We recommend Kelex from our store. Kelex is oral EDTA. You can take four of those. I take four of those a day, and I can say from personal experience, they really do work. It's one of the many supplements I take that I really have noticed a big difference in how I feel from taking that oral EDTA. I take two in the morning and two in the afternoon. And so if you're really concerned about it, that's a follow-up that you can do, but I don't think you have many other options besides that. Matthew says, I've tried every pill, herb, sleep formula under the sun for decades. They all help me relax, but none of them help me get into a deep sleep. Yes, that is really really a complex problem, and a lot of people have issues with the deep sleep. Here's a few things that you can try if you haven't tried those already. Have you tried making sure that you mitigate the EMFs in your house when you go to bed at night? Turn off your Wi-Fi, turn off your phone, any computers, any of those sorts of things to mitigate your Wi-Fi. You can use EMF Soul, which is a company that we do recommend. I personally have them in my house. I have them in my room. I have a portable one that I travel with. So simplifying and mitigating your EMFs that may help to get into a deeper sleep. There are some softwares out there that you can get for your phone that you can put on a headset that has a diurnal beat that balances out both sides of your brains. Of your brain. And so, you know, that monotonous sort of thing that goes back and forth and actually is a lower stimulating thing that may help to get you into a deeper sleep. So if those diurnal beat of apps that are out there, let me see. No, I took the one I had off of my phone. diurnal beats, mitigating EMF. You can find our link to EMF Soul by going to the shop section of drtenpenny.com. You can, when I have trouble falling asleep, and this always works for me, you know, that I get into a comfortable position in my bed, and then I just say the Lord's Prayer over and over again until I fall asleep. I usually get through it about three times. And during that, I ask for the blessing, the gift of sleep, which I wrote a Substack about that on I think it was, I did it on the Tenpenny Walk with Dogs, Tenpenny Walk with God Substack about the gift of sleep and the blessing of sleep. And it's really, really important. I can't remember which Substack I wrote that on, but about deep sleep and how important it is to really get your mind into the right place. And so it may not be a matter of doing something externally in terms you can do with the diurnal beats, listening to that, or with mitigating your EMFs, but maybe it's something internally. And for me, it's I say the Lord's Prayer over again, and I say, Lord, I need a gift of sleep tonight. I've got six more hours to sleep. Please grant me the gift of sleep. And it always works for me. So those are a couple additional things that you might be able to try, Matt, and see if that makes a difference for you. Am I still opposed to drugs like Ozempic and others? Yes, I definitely am. If you've ever heard Brian Artis talk about Ozempic and that it's made from a snake venom that paralyzes your stomach and it makes you feel full, that also, there are, I believe, more than 10,000 people already signed up for a class action lawsuit because it causes something called permanent lack of peristalsis, which is the ability that when you eat and food goes into your stomach and then it starts to be digested and broken up by the enzymes and the motion of your stomach, which is kind of like a twisting motion. And then it passes into your small intestine for further digestion and absorption, passes out your colon, out through your stool. That whole process is called peristalsis. And Ozempic has one of the main side effects is permanently inhibits peristalsis. In fact, one of the main reasons that people stop taking Ozempic, and remember, this is a drug you have to be on the rest of your life. I mean, it's something that they've recommended, and it's not to just be on it to lose your 30, 50, 100 pounds. It's something for you to be on for the rest of your life. And that the lawsuits that are coming out of that, the class action injury lawsuits, are enormous. And now they're starting to recommend it for children, for obese children. And one more assault on kids is to give them this horrible drug. And so many stars are promoting them. To me, that would be the reason right there to run in the opposite direction, because stars are promoting them. If they are promoting them, they haven't dug into the science and the research. I actually wrote an article about Ozempic on my Substack a while back, and talked about, and that was when it first came out, when they first started talking about it. And it's gotten worse since then with the number of side effects and the number of people involved in the class action lawsuit. So, yep, I'm still very much opposed to that weight loss, that drug, and the other drugs that are in the same classification as that. Let me see. Have I heard of simmering vinegar to clear the chemtrails above your home? Chemtrails above your home? It's not really clear. I think what it's trying to say is, have you heard of simmering vinegar to clear the chemtrails above, in the sky above your home? Nope, I haven't tried that. And I would think that would be kind of impossible. I mean, if you have vinegar on the stove and you're heating it up and it's evaporating, it's going to hit your ceiling. I don't know how it's going to go 30,000 feet above your head to clear the chemtrails above your home. So I don't know. I think that might be a bit of a reach, but I haven't researched it, so I can't really say much about that other than it seems a little unusual to me. So any other questions out there, Cookie?
Dr. T?
Yes. Go ahead, Heather.
The vinegar, I've seen some videos. And you don't simmer it inside your home, you do it outside your home. So you set up something where you could either simmer it or put it in a bottle outside. And the concept is changing the positive and negative ion charge. That's the foundation from what I know.
Well, again, that probably makes a little bit more sense of doing it outside, Heather, but it seems to me you would have to simmer a lot of vinegar to make a difference.
And it'd be very stinky.
I mean, it would have to be like a gallon jug worth of vinegar or something like that. And it would be very temporary. And yes, it would be very stinky. And it would just be maybe around the outside of your house. I don't know. I haven't read anything, but thank you for that contribution, because it just seems a bit of a stretch to me.
I have a couple of questions for you, Dr. T.
Okay.
Yvonne is asking, what could cause tingling in the hands?
Well, a lot of things can cause tingling. And if it's bilateral, if it's in both hands, it can be a blockage. It can be at your brachial arteries. They can be blockages in the arteries. And that could be from malalignment of your first ribs that may be pushing some restriction on that, particularly like if you're laying down and sleeping. But tingling in both hands, it's coming from usually from the nerves in your back. Maybe seeing a chiropractor, massage therapist might make a difference. But it's either circulation or neurologic. And so when you core that back, it's something structural. So you may want to see a good chiropractor, and you can find a good one by word of mouth generally, or Get a good deep tissue massage.
I have another question if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Dawn wants to know, if a menopausal woman has not had a hysterectomy, what HRT and or herbal recommendation, what or herbals are recommended?
Well, that's, you know, that's sort of a broad question, and it kind of depends on what you're trying to recommend. I mean, a postmenopausal woman without a hysterectomy, what do I recommend? Kind of depends on what's going on. I mean, for hot flashes, you can do natural progesterone. You can there are some herbal supplements. A black cohosh really seems to help. Red clover seems to help with those sorts of things. I'm not real sure what she's asking in terms of what she's trying to address. So maybe if she can give us a little bit of clarification from that, I can give a better answer.
Okay, I have one more.
Okay.
And the question is there something that works that you can suggest for alopecia for someone who is on, I might botch this, an anagrelide for platelets due to cancer? Is there an alternative?
Unfortunately, probably not. Because those drugs, what they do is they kill the hair follicles. And they make it so that your hair doesn't grow, and what hair you do have, it's when you lose the strength of the hair falls off or it breaks off. And if you're taking something for chemotherapy unit, you don't want to put in any other types of herbs, and you don't want to put any hormones in. So unfortunately, that's kind of tough, and I don't really have any suggestions for that. Anything else out there, Cookie?
That's it on my end.
Okay, there's one other thing in here. Does Ozempic and other related drugs such as Trulicity also inhibit release of hydrochloric acid required for digestion absorption of other nutrients? Without looking it up, Linda, I'm not sure. So I really can't answer that directly. It could very well stop that release of hydrochloric acid. But I don't know without looking it up. That would be something you could find on the package insert, I'm sure. Anything else, girls, you want to talk about this morning? We got about 3 minutes.
Dr. T, do you have an event today?
Do I have an event today? Oh, tonight I do. There is an event. I didn't know if that was how people could find that. There is an event that's tonight. It's called a Women of Valor event. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, that they are honoring a few women, me, Judy Mikovits, a few other women, about different things that they've done and different things that are important to them in their life. And so that event is it's called Women of Valor. It's an online event. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. Is there a link for that, Cookie?
Let me see if Michelle has a link. I'll be right back.
Yes, okay. There's a Zoom link where they can register it for it. But it's a bit of a long link. You know, it's a Zoom link. I'm going to post it here, but they should have everybody come over. We can put in the description in this video as well on Rumble and on Cloud Hub. But it's all over our Telegram channel. And it's a long Zoom link. It'll be too hard to say it out here. But head over to our Telegram channel, which you can also find with all our social media accounts at drtenpenny.com, and just go under social media, click on the Telegram channel, and you will find it there. For inside here in our chat this morning, and you've registered to be here, which you should be doing every week anyway, folks. Register to be inside of our chat here so you can have direct discussions with Dr. T and our team. I've put it here for everybody who's registered for morning coffee.
Very good. And what I'm going to be talking about tonight is I'm going to be talking about ECP, and I'm going to be talking about how ECP helped with the recovery of my stroke. And not my stroke, of the stroke. Whenever I catch myself saying that, I have to correct it. And I'm working on the book on me and my brain. So,
Dr. T, we have one last request.
Okay.
That is to share what does our podcast memberships, what do they include?
Michelle, you want to address that?
Yep. So we used to have several, like four options, and we're simplifying that just to make it easier for people who want to come in. We're still honoring all the other levels for people who have already registered and are members. But our new memberships are quite simple. So you can have an insider membership or a premium membership. The insider includes This Week with Dr. T and Happy Hour with Guest. And that's our entry level membership. The premium membership includes the Happy Hour Bible Study, the This Week with Dr. T, the Happy Hour with Guest, deep dives that we've done for the last 3 or 4 years, special VIP events, discounted access to new webinars, discounted Dr. T products, and that's, you know, greater discounts than what you see on the Friday Focus. Just to let people know here, the Bible study alone is worth over $800. And that's included in your monthly memberships. And we have some new exciting things that we're going to be adding to that premium VIP membership, which I guess I can't say yet, but we are working on that and putting it together. It's really, really exciting. And when we do have that ready to go, we'll make a big announcement of it. But there's going to be some amazing new things added to the premium VIP. So that's what the membership includes. And I think it's a great deal and allows Dr. Tenpenny to continue doing the research she is doing so that she can keep bringing extra stuff to the table, including all the free stuff that we do. So,
yeah, including all the free stuff that we do. Do we have pricing structures set up on both of those yet, Michelle?
Yep. So the insider, which is the entry level one, is $20 a month. And the premium one is $35 a month. You get a bigger discount when you actually do the yearly. The premium VIP gets 2 months free.
Wow. That's a good deal.
So yeah, it's a pretty good deal. The insider one, which is the entry level, it's a 10% discount when they sign up yearly, but definitely the better deal is the premium because you get all of that. You get access to all of that information.
Wow. That's really super cool.
Well, I'm glad you like your own membership, Dr. T.
I like my own membership. That's really pretty cool. There's so much that goes on. We have so many moving parts and there's so many different things that go on that my very capable team just handles a lot of the things. It's just sort of like, put on the calendar where I'm supposed to be and when, and I just show up and do things. And then behind the scenes, I'm in meetings, lots and lots of meetings, lots of travel that's coming up, lots of different writing things that I'm doing, which reminds me, my Walking with God book is now available. It's Walking with God. It's available. If the easiest place to find it is if you just go to drtenpenny.com, scroll down to the bottom and there's a link, or just scroll down about halfway down the page. There's a link where you can get the book, and I'm really proud of it. It's got lots of great pictures and colors and designs. It's the kind of book that I hope that you will use for a long time to come. And it will inspire you to be brave, to have hope, to deepen your trust, to practice obedience, and those sorts of things. And so they're easy little reads. They're like a Bible verse, a little discussion about the Bible verse and a prayer. So it's just little different things that you can do to help for that. So we hope that you will enjoy that. Our plan is to have book two out sometime around Father's Day. It may be a little bit later than that. We've got some copyright issues that I'm rewriting some sections on it. And hopefully that we will be able to put the two of these together. It'll be something that you'll have and be able to enjoy for a long time to come. So with that, I want to thank you so much for joining us here this morning with our little coffee clatch. And you can see my coffee cup this morning. It says it comes from our store. It says, Jesus, normal is not coming back, but Jesus is. So I hope that you enjoyed this morning with our little coffee clatch and found it a great way to start your day and get some of your personal questions answered. We have 7 broadcasts a week. Michelle named many of them. And, it is Tuesday night, and tonight is the Women of Valor online event, which I think it's from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I believe it's a free event that you can sign up for. And so we'll be seeing you, hopefully many of you there later tonight. And I want to thank, and so I want to close out with my favorite, one of my favorite verses from the Bible that I'm sure all of you know about already. As you've been following me for a while, it's Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, we'll see you next week, same place, same time. Remember to lean into God, trust him for everything. He won't let you down. We'll see you next week Tuesday morning coffee with Dr. T. You guys have a great week. Goodbye and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.